This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look at just get involved, get engaged, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can get involved, you can find out what's going on, and we want you to do that. I know, right? Come on, let's shoot it at a million miles an hour. All right, head up to the website, like I said, sign up for the newsletter, easy thing to do. And if you look at it, if you don't want to do that, I don't have to tell you. Don't you want to get informed? Don't you want to be engaged? Right? Anyway, like I said, I do appreciate the I do appreciate the time that you spend with me, that you spend, you know, listening, paying attention. I know some of you do, because I get the emails. I get the emails where you're mad. I get the emails where you're happy. So, oh, God. I didn't want to start off this way, but I will. Because Brad Dacus is going to join us in a few minutes, and I think he'll probably have a lot to say about this. The what is Chicago, New York City, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle? Shall I go on? San Francisco? What do they all have in common? They're run by Democrats. They have high crime rates. They have low arrest rates. And now, Los Angeles' head is now on the chopping block. Any way you look at it, we're screwed. George Gascon has been, Gascon, he has been elected as the district attorney for Los Angeles. And, you know, his job is not finished. He's coming to a major city near you eventually because first he ruined San Francisco. And now he's in Los Angeles to do the exact same thing. They'll be crapping in the streets. They'll be shooting. Well, they're already doing some of that. He has decided now that there will be a whole bunch of policies that we're not going to do. He is not going to. Arrest, incarcerate, not arrest. He can't stop the arrest, but he's not going to prosecute misdemeanor offenses that seem to happen mostly in the poor parts of town. Now, he tried to couch it as saying, Los Angeles courts should not be the revolving door for those in need of treatment and or social services. Right? We're cutting the police force. Well, we're cutting funding to the police force. Well, giving raises to city officials, that's always good. Right? He says, as of Tuesday, many misdemeanor cases, as of today, will be declined or dismissed prior to arraignment unless factors for considerations exist. The list of offenses that will not be... Ready for this one? Now, I want you, based on what's gone on lately, I want you to think of the broad range effect this is going to have. Right? Trespassing, disturbing the peace, a minor in possession of alcohol. Right? Think about that. A minor in possession of alcohol. Driving without a license. Well, we know who that's aimed at. Driving with a suspended license. We know who that's aimed at. Making criminal threats. Well, what kind of criminal threats? drug and paraphernalia possession, being under the influence of a controlled substance, public intoxication, loitering to commit prostitution, and resisting arrest. You know what that means? Hey, Los Angeles, free license to commit crime. You want to go down? You want to, you know, any one of these things. Hey, you hookers, you need to make some extra money? Go down to L.A. They're not going to bother you. And when you talk about Antifa and BLM and the rest of those peaceful protest people, they'll be able to go down to Los Angeles, pretty much be drunk, smoking the dope, as my grandma used to say. They'll threaten people with physical harm. Okay? Resist arrest, jump into the car, drive away with that suspended or no license, and you're going to be fine. This is the same group of morons, right, that passed a law that said you just get like a speeding ticket for stealing anything up to $1,000. Right? But here's what I'm going to say. Now, we realize that they probably stole all these votes to get this guy in, but that's beside the point. San Francisco, Chicago, Seattle, Portland, New York, D.C., and Los Angeles. You Democrats to vote Democrat only, you deserve this. This is your baby. You deserve whatever happens to you because you refuse to vote Republican, because you refuse to vote conservative, because you refuse to vote any other way. They have got you bullied. They have got you downbeaten. This is not, this is what I was telling you guys for years. This is now a fight of good and evil. That's what I said. That's what I've been saying. Think about this. Think about what the man refuses to do. Resisting arrest, prostitution, possession of drugs, being intoxicated in public. He considers all of these low-income crimes, crimes that people have to do to stay alive. So I guess you have to be drunk, you have to be in possession of drugs, you have to be these things, apparently. Right? And then he says, the death penalty is now off the table. Now, here's what I told you. Remember, I've been telling you this for a long time. They don't care about America. The Democrats don't care about you. And I'll tell you why. Because the California people, the voters in California, have upheld the death penalty in several votes. Who does Gaston think he is that he can upend the will of the people? And the death penalty is racist? I'm going to go have a drink. I'll be back in a minute, considering that's not a crime anymore. Joe Mazzini, your host, Brad Dinkins, will be with me in a few minutes. Don't go.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's just, before I bring Brad on, let me go to the phones really quick. We've got Chris from Virginia. Comrade Chris, how are you doing?
Hey, Joe. Love you, man.
Thank you.
Hey, look, this new DA. I just think that we should start calling these people what they are, which basically he's a communist.
Oh, yeah. No question.
We really need to start saying that.
Yep. They're communists. They work with China.
Traffic.
Yep. They work with China. They're soulless, godless people, and they see themselves as the highest power on the planet, don't they?
Right, and it needs to be that graphic. The public language needs to be that graphic.
Yep. All right. Well, I agree with you, Chris.
Because that's exactly it. Like here in Virginia. Here in Virginia, our John Warner, our senator, he just today, he's like, I just certified the election.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, we got people here that are they're communists. And that's what I'm going to have the courage to start saying out in the public square, because believe me, it will take courage to say it out in the public square.
It will. Yep. Well, Chris, I'm hoping we can raise. Look, I'm hoping guys like you don't, you know, guys like you and other guys around you, they get the courage that you helped them with to stand up and step up for our rights. We've for too long said, well, we'll just live and let live. Well, look how that worked out for us. So, Chris, keep listening.
Right.
Thanks for the fight.
Thanks.
Go ahead. Yep.
Thanks.
Bye. All right, let me bring him back on because I know he's got a lot to talk about. He's the legal eagle, not me. I don't have a clue. I rely on guys like him to keep me straight. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Joe.
You know, it's something I've been talking about for a long time, and I want people to remind people. I'm not talking about going get your AK-47, your bazooka, and whatever, and take on the streets. This is not what I'm talking about. But what that fellow was just talking about out of Virginia, it's kind of like if you don't grow a spine, if you don't fight for your rights, if you don't support organizations like yours, we don't stand a chance because they're not going to do it for you. They're not going to help you out. You know, look at what's going on now in L.A., or L.A. County, really. People across the country don't really understand how that works. We have L.A. County and L.A. City. And now pretty much, I mean, every bandit in the country is going to be able to run here and, you know, commit crimes and get what amounts to is a speeding ticket, right?
Right. It's very disturbing. I know San Francisco is also very disturbing in how loose they are with enforcing criminal statutes, criminal, you know, laws, and that's very, very concerning for people who are law-abiding citizens who want safety for their families, for their children, for their business. So, that sends the wrong signal. And if I was living in L.A., I would be moving out of L.A. as soon as possible after hearing that. And I would also be working to vote against him and encourage someone to run that can defeat him. You know, some people keep voting for the same party, and they don't realize there's a consequence to not thinking and using your brain and looking at exactly what someone is doing, and instead they just look if there's an R or a D by their name. There's a consequence that the masses in Los Angeles and that they're going to have to face because of the likes of this politician.
Well, I was, you know, for you people, Brad is such a loving Christian man, and I just went off on a rant a little while ago going, look, you know what? You deserve what you get. If you're pushed over by a drug pusher, or a prostitute running towards the next John, you deserve it. You voted this guy in if you live in L.A. If you step in a load of crap up in San Francisco, you deserve it because you let this guy run San Francisco into the ground. Okay, and what happens? He comes down to L.A. We are an ignorant group of people in this country. We haven't figured it out yet, and I don't know what it's going to take. Is it going to take the trains pulling up, Brad, and loading all these people to trains to go to reconditioning camp or whatever they call it? They're doing it in China right now with those people that are protesting in Hong Kong. I don't know if you saw pictures of it, where they're actually taking people out to re-educate them.
Yeah, it's extremely disturbing that it's happening on a massive scale. It's 1984, George Orwell, Take Two, and many Americans are really concerned that if our Constitution is not respected, and fortunately we have a Supreme Court that will respect it, but the concern is that that America someday could be like that, where we're all taken to concentration camps for reorientation, reprogramming. The fact that it's happening at such a massive scale with millions of people in communist China, that's very concerning. And I salute President Donald Trump for standing up against that, for speaking out against that, and not being intimidated like prior administrations were when they found out about such tyranny taking place.
You know, Gaston said that the death penalty, off the table, the cash bail, off the table, and I'm thinking to myself, didn't the people vote several times to keep the death penalty in? Didn't people just vote whether they want bail, they want criminals to have to put up bail. What gives these guys the right to do this? Can they legally do this?
Well, there's tremendous discretion when it comes to actual enforcement of the law. You can have the law adopted and written, but at the bottom, you know, at the end of the day, it's up to district attorneys and the like to enforce the law and to make sure people are prosecuted. You have people who are incompetent who fail to do so, but then you have those who are even more actually sinister about the whole thing, deliberately and knowingly not enforcing the law and prosecuting those who violate the law. And the end result, the result there is for people to go to the ballot box and to boot those people out of office. That's the primary remedy that we have at this point.
Yeah, that worked out well for us, didn't it?
Yeah, it is a little nerving. People not using their brains, and they're, you know, they'll get the bullets through their windows, you know, because of it. It's a reality, and you know how many bullets through how many windows have to take place before people realize soft on crime doesn't work. Soft on criminals means hard on innocent victims. And more of innocent victims.
Well, if you listen to this guy speak, these crimes are racist in and of themselves. You know, the death penalty, racist in and of itself, and that basically most of these crimes have to do with low income areas. And so, you know, you sit there and you say to yourself, "Really, guys, are you serious? Prostitution, it makes it okay because it's a low income area." And everything these people touch, high crime. Anyway, listen, we got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back in a few minutes. All right.
Yeah, that was good.
Keep it moving. Like Biden didn't even know who Becerra was. Couldn't pronounce his name, but don't know who he is.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives has passed the National Defense Authorization Act, a bill President Trump had threatened to veto. The president said he would reject the defense policy measure unless it contained a repeal of Section 230, a provision in the Communications Decency Act that shields social media companies from liability for the content posted on their sites. The 335-78 vote represents a veto-proof margin should the president decide to reject the bill. That now goes on to the U.S. Senate. And the Supreme Court has refused to hear a lawsuit from Pennsylvania Republicans seeking to decertify the results of the presidential election in that state. The court's order was unsigned and issued without any noted dissents or comments from any of the justices. The order comes as the state of Texas has asked the court to throw out the results of Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The suit filed Tuesday argues that the changes those states made to mail-in voting were unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We're back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Look, do me a favor, will you please? Go up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening here, a lot going on that you want to get involved with. And, you know, sign up for the weekly newsletter. That'd be really great, really cool. I'd really appreciate that. Let me bring him on. Brad Dacus, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And before we get into our conversation about the great state of Texas, Brad, tell people how to help, what you guys do, and how they can help you out.
Oh, you bet. We're a nonprofit 501c3 legal organization, Joe. As you know, we defend religious freedom for everyone, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. We do it all across the country. We have more offices in more states than any other comparable legal organization, and we don't just cherry pick high profile cases. We're unique. We make sure that everyone following our mission statement gets the free representation and assistance that they need. We do it all without charge. So that's what we're about. And we have lots of cases, 52-plus cases litigation. If people want to keep up with those cases or they want to support our work, they just go to our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org.
Well, yeah, and they are a great institution. I know people that they've helped out. And people, you need to protect yourselves. You need to find a way to make sure if you have representation like his to be able to protect yourself, your kids at school. You know, you have a great PDF on your website. Tell people about that, about taking your schools back.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, we've got a book. It's called Reclaim Your School on our website, and we've also got another booklet they can download called The Constitution on Campus for college students to know what their rights are and to be able to lay claim to their rights on a growing intolerant society in our colleges. And we have a really important article called, I think it's 12 or 13 steps to protect your children from CPS or social workers.
Yeah.
Really important. Every parent, every family, every grandparent for that matter should download that and have it taped to their refrigerator. So that they know what to do when CPS knocks on their door. It's very helpful. So we have a lot of real practical down-to-earth things that really empower people in a world that is trying all the more to take away their rights.
You know, unless that kid is bleeding out of every orifice, they don't really have a right to drag that child out of your house, do they?
Right. They can't come onto your property unless they have a warrant or unless it's in an actual emergency. situation. But they try to intimidate. They try to get the kid in the back room, but the parents are not there. And then they put, you know, words in the child's mouth, and it's not audio tape, not videotape, so it's whatever the social worker says. And they get $8,000 per head. Each county, CPS 8 County, gets $8,000 federal dollars for every child they take per year. So it's a sick, sick system. Some states have moved for reform. I gave a presentation in Dallas to representatives from 27 states, mostly Republican states, on model bills and legislation for them to enact. This is one of the things we addressed. But the reality is states like California, Washington, Oregon, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts, et cetera, Northeast, those are states that have laws that are very unprotective of parents, and children are very vulnerable to be taken and not given due process to families, and it's just, it's so tragic. Thousands are taken every year, and they're often put in families with lifestyles and sexual practices that the original mom and dad would have just deplore and find totally unacceptable for their child to even be around. Yet that's what's happening across the country, particularly in blue states.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I think it's Washington or Oregon, one of the two states, is now in the middle of passing a law that would allow kids to go get medical treatment physically go get medical treatment without mom and dad's permission. But mom and dad are financially responsible. They do not need the permission of the parents. And they're working that bill through their house right now. And I'm thinking, we don't have a right to discipline our kids. We don't have a right to educate them properly. We don't have a right for their medical. Why do we have children? I mean, what is going on here?
Well, the truth is that parents do have rights over the education, upbringing, health, religious training of their children. They have those rights, and discipline. They have those rights. But governments and bureaucrats try to trounce on them, and that's why parents need to know what their rights are so Pacific Justice can step in and give them the counsel and representation when they need it. Mm-hmm. And we've done it all over the country. I personally have helped probably thousands of parents keep their children because they contacted us and they found out what to do when they're threatened like that. So it's something we do. It's a hallmark that we do that other organizations don't even attempt to do. We do it because it's a huge need, and that's why we go to bat for parents all over the country to enable them. So if they have a problem, they should contact us. Even on weekends, there'll be a separate number when they call our office for people with a hotline number who are in that emergency situation. It'll go straight to my cell phone. So,
well,
yeah, we're here.
No, I'm glad. I mean, people need help. They really need help with this. Okay, well, let's talk about the great state of Texas, right? The guys that took on the Alamo. And they have now brought suit against other states, the local states that, you know, have had, I like to say, corrupt voting practices. But they've taken it to the Supreme Court for two reasons. One is that the Supreme Court has to take the case when it's a dispute between two states, is my understanding. You tell me if I'm wrong.
Right.
So it was a great move. And you know, number two, finally we'll get this in front of the court, correct?
Correct. This is a very important case, and I'm so glad, and I'm not surprised the state of Texas stepped up to the plate on this one to contest what Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin did, which is to violate the United States Constitution, which requires that the state legislatures are the ones to determine the parameters, the rules regarding the voting process for their state. Well, these mail-in ballots, they didn't come from the Republican-dominated state legislators in those states. That didn't come from the legislature. That came from a rogue governor or a judge. So this is very important, not just for this election, but for the future, to make sure that we don't have this kind of backdoor tyranny and totally skipping the constitutional requirement of legislative approval for this stuff to go on. And it's real important also that the court will review it, because, you know, when you have states disagreeing, because we don't want states going to war with each other. We don't need,
right.
We don't want, you know, bombs and stuff going off. So the courts realize it's real important. Whenever states disagree, we better take it up. We better rule on it. because we don't want this thing to get out of hand, and that's why we have that rule.
So technically, specifically, what's the standing that Texas has? So you know, you got these other states that have had their elections. They have a right to run their elections any way they want to, don't they?
Well, they do if they abide by the Constitution, which requires that the state legislature must set the rules, i.e. whether or not they have mail-in ballots. That wasn't the case in those states. It was a rogue governor. It was or a judge that did this. And that way goes clearly against the Constitution. I mean, Texas has standing because their vote is and their voice is disgruntled and not fully heard when it's diluted with corruption of states who are not playing by the rules of the Constitution. So you know, Texas definitely has standing. I think that the court will find that. I think they're going to have to rule on the merits, and they should because I don't, you know, irrespective of whether or not this is all done in time for this presidential election, I and most Americans do not ever want to see this kind of blatant, fraudulent corruption on the most massive scale ever in U.S. history when it comes to elections to ever happen again. Otherwise, we're throwing away the whole process and our trust in the whole process, which makes us like a third world country no better. So that's why this is so important, and I'm just so grateful to my fellow patriots in the state of Texas for stepping up and when the bell tolled.
Yeah, I look at this, and again, I tell people on a regular basis, I grew up in Boston. I grew up at a time that was extremely, you know, mafia ran that city, and as it does many of the other inner cities like that. And to watch what they do, to watch the case, this is, it's almost like the mafia has nothing on these guys that do the vote counting, and I would imagine the mafia is somewhat involved in it. So you look at this, and again, my only ignorance comes from not understanding some of these terms, and you would think without them having an actual picture or a video of someone actually changing a vote, it's kind of circumstantial evidence, is it not?
It is, but also, though, we have the data as far as the statistics, the stats, that show that this has to be orchestrated. There is clearly orchestration of the voting that took place. And that's very apparent. So we just got to dig deeper and prove it up, and we'll see if we have time to do that before the inauguration.
Well, more to come after the break. Don't go far, people. Brad's not going anywhere. He's going to be with me when we come back. You're listening to Real Side.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Feel the rhythm now. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, get involved, get engaged, head up to the website. Always good to head up to the website. Always good to have a clue as to what's going on. You can sign up for our newsletter. I appreciate that so much. You know, the more you sign up, the more I know how many people I'm getting to. Let me just bring them back on because we were having a great conversation and I want to carry on. Brad Dinkins joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a great organization that you need to hop online and check out. PJI.org. PJI.org. All right. Brad, so thankful that you're with me, and I mean that sincerely, because trying to figure some of this out, trying to figure these court moves out that people are doing, and people need to understand, not every lawsuit that is filed on behalf of Trump is from the Trump team, right?
Oh, yes, that's correct. And some of these cases are weaker than others, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want people to, understand and make sure that they understand that the bottom line with it is, look, you, when you see that they've turned something down, that doesn't necessarily mean that it was Trump's people that got turned down, you know? So breathe, relax, things will change, things will get taken care of. All right, so we were talking about the great state of Texas took this on, and I asked you specifically, you know, on what grounds, you know, they have to show that it somehow affects them, right? That it has done damage to their state, if you would.
Right. And everyone needs to play by the rules. The Constitution sets the rules. It says in each state, you know, states how they set the rules. That's what the state legislatures, state legislative bodies. And so it's unfair for other states to say, no, we're gonna ignore that. We're gonna do something different. We're gonna let a rogue governor or some judge activist decide. And then it affects the outcome of the election for everyone. So Texas definitely has standing. I think they have a solid case. I don't know if it's going to be in time to reverse the outcome of the election because of so much that needs to be uncovered with discovery in terms of, you know, so if they disqualify the ballots that were illegally approved to come in, but, you know, vote by mail, well, you know, how do they separate those out? So in Pennsylvania, they went out of their way, apparently, to mix them together. The corruptness of Philadelphia is outrageous. And then in Detroit, it's just the stench of the corruption that took place there, and their shenanigans was also terrible. So it's going to be tough to separate those out. So moving forward, I'm not sure what the impact is going to be actually at the end of the day on this election. But I do believe at the end of the day, we are going to see a finding by the court to prevent this from happening again by rogue judges or governors. I think we're also going to see them address having two different standards for counting email votes for validating signatures much more loosely than in-person votes like they've done in Georgia. Things like that I think we're going to see addressed and prevented. And I think also, and I'm optimistic, you know this, Joe, but I think that America is going to demand election reform. The Democrats don't have that many more votes. I think it's like a dozen more in the House than the Republicans. They could peel away potentially enough before the midterm and if we keep the Senate, to have a strong bill for election reform that would be very difficult politically for Biden or whoever's in the White House to not sign. And then in the midterms, I think we're going to see a landslide. We're going to see the voice of the people heard even louder. And there was some of these corruption vehicles out of the way. It's some of these Dominion ballot boxes, machines no longer being used. And mind you, I'm optimistic. You're more than you. But that's how I see things potentially playing out. We have to stay on it. It's all conditioned upon us all staying on top of it and letting our voice be heard and letting these politicians know that they're not going to get away with it. Moving forward without being booted out of office.
Well, you know, and again, let's go back to SCOTUS for a second. You had some great hope for them. They've come down with a couple of great rulings, you know, on the church stuff and what have you. We'll see how that actually does play out here moving forward. But, you know, I just get the feeling that Roberts is not one that is going to be, you know, waving the pom-poms to take this on. I think he wants to stay as far away from this as he can, don't you?
Well, yes. Let me just give Roberts his what he deserves, which is shame and condemnation. And here's why. This issue about, you know, state legislatures challenging these mail-in ballots as being unconstitutional, not approved by the legislature, this went before the Supreme Court earlier, this last summer. This went before Roberts. And instead of addressing a very solid constitutional question, whether or not this Constitution can be blatantly ignored and not require legislative direction regarding mail-in ballots or not and other things, he just punted it. He just said, well, we're not going to review this at this time. He just punted it. I guess hoping that somehow the election was going to happen and he wasn't going to have to deal with it. Well, because this irresponsible Chief Justice punted it, we are now in a quandary of whether or not we're going to have a legitimate president, whether or not we have time for justice to be heard, whether we can unravel this knot of deception and fraud, and a major distrust in American electoral process because of his incompetence. I think no chief justice since Earl Warren has ever engaged in such blatant negligence to his office than Chief Justice Roberts. Other than that, he's a great guy.
He just has that look about him. You know, you're reading somebody's face, and I'm thinking to myself, there's no spine there. There's no passion.
Right.
You know, I mean, seriously, he is just a gentleman's legislator. I don't like it. I think it's crazy. All right, so you're working more and more with churches, or you've always worked with churches, but you're really working with churches now. Are you seeing any reality popping up? Are you seeing that they're finally getting it? They're finally getting the position that they're in, and how bad it could be for them?
I think they're getting it. There's so many things that could come down if the Republicans don't keep the Senate. It's so obvious. Religious freedom, as we know it, could vanish. A private college, Christian colleges, universities, could be decertified. Students getting Pell grants to be able to attend those schools could be eliminated immediately. It's already being pushed by the Biden people with their new Department of Education direction. That's what we just talked about today on my program. So that alone is huge. But the Equality Act, which will trample the ability for churches and synagogues to hire people of faith that aren't beholden to the radical LGBT Q mandates. Their ability to function independent from the government. These are all the things that are not just hypothetical. These are real threats that are not months. These are weeks away. If the Republicans do not maintain control of the Senate, and even the issue about the Christian universities being demanded to go into to bend the knee to the state on LGBTQ and compromise their particular beliefs, that could happen even if the Republicans have the Senate. So we're still going to have tremendous challenges, but it's going to be 5 or 10-fold more if the Republicans lose the Senate. I think the churches are getting it. We, as you know, we have a pastor liaison, Peter Moore, who did great work in California. We flipped 4 Democrat seats with the work of getting the churches involved. Right. As we speak right now, he is in Georgia. Joe, he is in Georgia meeting with groups of pastors in cities and towns. And I know one group, he had 29 pastors he met with. I think we're going to see some definite positive results from what we're doing there in Georgia to empower churches to have their voice heard, and they're definitely involved.
Well, listen, Brad, you've known me for years now, and I've been fighting this at this end, saying, you know, if our Christian brothers and sisters don't wake up, if our pastors don't wake up, if our conservative friends don't wake up and really start pushing back, because my mantra has been the live and let live mantra doesn't work. They don't let us live. They want us to let them live, but they don't let us live. I just did a story about the transgender community and how now they're up in arms that what was commonly referred to as straight men will not consider dating or do not find themselves attracted to transgender women. And they want us to be re-educated, you know, not necessarily go to a camp, but they want to start putting these kind of things in school. And go, no, you cannot tell us. You know, remember when we did the whole gay marriage thing, we couldn't tell them who to love. Well, now they got what they want, and they're going to tell us who to love, right?
Right, all the way out of the kindergarten level, as well as gender identity confusion. That is also being pushed. The law's already passed in California. The train's left the station. It's already get mandated all our school curriculum. We have some school boards, as you well know, that we're going to be standing up to it to some degree. But it's already – the train's left the station. Other cities across the country are going to have it. But the thing is, this is going to be federalized very quickly in the next administration if Biden is in the White House and they have control of the Senate. It's going to be so nasty. And the casualties, spiritual casualties, as I see it, are going to be in the millions of children victimized by this. So
let's keep sending our kids to Caesar to be, educated. Anyway, Brad, tell people where they can get a hold of you quickly.
Yes, to keep up with our cases, go to pji.org and get our Legal Insider newsletter. And we greatly appreciate their support this end of the year, too.
Well, I appreciate your time with me, Brad. All right, people, next hour, Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join me. We're going to talk about the 7 paths that Trump has to still make this thing work. We'll see if they can work. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.